Revelation chapter number 1. Church here, I'd like to ask you something that I'll try myself to do. Let's keep our church real. If you're real, as Brother Jerry prayed today, then you got issues. You got problems. You got a lot of opportunities. Let's keep our church real. Reach out. Be kind. Pray one for another. Love one another. Not only should we be keeping our church real, but we ought to be keeping our church as a people ready. We ought to be prayed up. And if God sends lost people in, then the Holy Spirit would convict their heart. Mom and daddies, there's many here today with many children. They need to be saved by the grace of God. God's got to deal with their heart just like yours. Keep them under preaching. We need to keep our church real. We need to keep our church ready. And then it's up to us to keep our church reliable. Be in our place. We need each other. Your children need you. Your neighbor needs you. Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 1. The Bible said the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Him to show unto His servants, which must shortly come to pass. He sent, signified it by His angel unto His servant John, who bare record of the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. And of all things that he saw, blessed is he that readeth, they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace. See, you'll never have peace till you experience grace. He said, from him which is, which was, which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth. I love this verse, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Thank the Lord. From Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory, dominion forever and ever. Behold, He cometh with clouds. Every eye shall see Him. All the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come. The Almighty, I, John, who also am your brother, and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, is on a little island. Why? For the Word of God. It may cost you something for Jesus comes home, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. You may be ridiculed, but you always remember this. God's going to get the glory out of it. For the testimony of Jesus Christ. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, said, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book. Send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Now turn to see the voice of that that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man. Hey! Clothed with a garment down to the foot. Girded about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet like unto fine brass, if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. I have the keys of hell and death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. I thank you for the touch of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you for the Word of God in this day and hour that is so powerful and so prevalent in this day and this hour that we live and we serve you. God, I sure do need you this morning. Would you bring to my heart and my mind and my spirit the things that I've studied in this text? Would you help me to be a blessing to your people? And God, if it be one here lost this morning, I pray that you would shake them with the thunder of the Word of God. Help them and convince them. Oh God, convince them of their need of salvation. Help us. We prayed many prayers to you today. We know that you're a God that hears and answers prayers. And I ask you, O God, to do great things in this service this morning. We'll be careful to honor you and give you the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Help me, I ask. Amen. And amen. I'm interested for a text verse this morning in verse simply. Let me find it. I don't even know where I am this morning. I'm glad I know where I am, but I'm glad I don't know where I am. If I hadn't studied so much, I'd just run this morning. Here's the text, verse in 10. I'm interested. And God's been dealing with me about this verse about 6 weeks. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Now I want to start preaching this morning on that simple subject, on the Lord's day. The Lord's day. You say, well, it's Labor Day. No, it's the Lord's day. We have many days that's upon our calendar. But isn't it amazing, the day above all days is not on a calendar nationally, but it's on God's calendar. And it's on God's book. He said, I was in the Spirit on the capital Lord's day. Now there's a lot of folks still meeting on the Sabbath day, on Saturday. But when the Lord got out of the grave, by the way, He's not in the grave, He's out of the grave. He went to His young'uns in John chapter number 20. They were meeting upon the first day. Upon the first day. They gathered themselves together. I like what Jesus said about the Lord's day. First of all, it is a day of declaration. You'll notice it is a personal day. It ain't your day. It ain't my day. I hear folks saying, we got a long weekend. What we're going to do? Well, it's the Lord's day in there. And you ought to be at God's house on the Lord's day. Every first day is the Lord's day. And we need to remember that it means something to our great God. Now, the Lord's day, it is a personal day. I love to hunt, fish, play golf. I love to have a good times with family and friends. But honey, I'm going to tell you, I believe the Lord wants His day to be the priority of our day. I know people has to have vacations. I'm glad you can have them. I need one and going to take a few. Amen. But we got to remember, this is a personal day. It is the Lord's day. And oh, I'm telling you, I'm glad we're in the Lord's house this morning. This ain't my house nor your house. It is the Lord's house. And therefore, we see the Lord's day. John's writing, it is a personal day. I want to say, secondly, it is a prominent day. It's a day like no other day. Now, what's the difference between the Sabbath and the Lord's day? I want to say the Sabbath was a memorial to creation. When God spoke everything into existence in 6 days, the Bible said on the Sabbath day He rested. But the Sabbath day was a memorial to creation. But the Lord's day remembers His redemption. The Sabbath day shows great wisdom of God making us. But the Lord's day shows great grace in redeeming us. Oh, I'm telling you this morning, it costs God more to save us than to create us. Hey, God spoke us into existence, but He took His only begotten Son and put Him on an old rugged cross that He could redeem us. I'm glad He loved us that kind of love. He spoke it all into existence, but it cost Him something to redeem you by His love. It costs God more to save us than to create us. Creation involves speaking a word, but redemption involves shedding His blood. In creation, God gave us ourselves. Oh, Lord, I know what's on the outline, and you don't know what's on the outline. I want to say today, in creation, God gave us ourselves, but in redemption, He gave us Himself. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, hey. Well, in creation, God gave us of Himself. But oh, in redemption, God was pleased to give us Himself. I'm glad it is the Lord's day today. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. This ought to be the most joyful place known unto the creation of man, where God's people could come in and magnify Him in prayer and praise and preaching. I'm telling you, thank the Lord, He loves old sinners. I'm glad He spoke it all into existence, but I'm glad He sent His Son on an old rugged cross to save you and save me by the good grace of God. Now I want to say about this Lord's Day today, it is a day of declaration. It's a personal day. It is a prominent day. But I want to say it is a privileged day. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, you'll notice the Bible says this in verses number 1 of 1 Corinthians 16 and verses number 1. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I've given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Here's our phrase, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Can I give you some good country preaching advice this morning? You better have more laid up in God's storehouse yonder than you do down in the BB&T. God said on the Lord's Day, you ought to come and you ought to give unto me with an open heart and with an open mind, trusting me to do great things for you. Hey, you CDs down here burn up one day. Your banks down here close one day. But there's a bank in heaven that's still shining in glory today. I'm glad I've made some deposits in glory land world. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm glad it's still right on the Lord's Day this day. Notice in your Bible what it said. It's not only a privileged day, but it's also a very productive day. There's things get done on the Lord's Day. You'll see in 1 Timothy chapter number 6. I just love the Bible. Amen. I like what the old country preacher said. Just turn anywhere in there. I'll be by in a little bit. Amen. Just turn anywhere you want to get to. It's all good where you go to this morning. But in 1 Timothy chapter number 6, you'll notice the reading of the Word of God in verse number 17. Here the Bible said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, and that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate or to love. Look, verse 9. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. This Bible's loaded. The Lord's Day, there's a declaration. It's a personal day. It's a prominent day. It's a privileged day. Let me tell you something. I appreciate everybody being here this morning. Do you realize it's a privilege to come together in a country that is still free and can still raise your hands up and say, Jesus saves, Jesus. Did you know it's a privilege to hear the songs of Zion? I like the old songs in the red back hymnal. Amen. There's a different sound, a different beat that's going on through our country. But I thank God we're in the old-fashioned way, singing Jesus saves, the old story, the love of God that passes all understanding. Thank God, it's a privilege to be with y'all this morning. Privilege to be here and pastor one of the greatest churches in America. Privilege to come, throw our hands up to our great God. What a privilege. You've not done God an honor being here today. God's honored you for letting you be under the sound of the Word of God amongst the people of God. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. The Lord's Day. Boy, I tell you, my children, this is a question I don't reckon I've ever heard my children say in raising. And I don't mean it to be a smart aleck. And I got to watch it because I was born a smart aleck. They never asked me, are we going to church Sunday? This is what they said, what are we wearing Sunday? That's how disciplined you ought to be with your children. Your children are counting on you. And they're counting on a preacher to tell them right. And they're counting on a people to come together in one mind and one accord and tell them the truth of the gospel and love them. We see the Lord's Day as a day of declaration. Personal day. Prominent day. What a privileged day. It's a productive day. Let me tell you why my week goes better, because I'm here on Sunday. You ever notice that when you don't have prayer time in the mornings, how bad your day goes? You know what I wish I could get the members of our church to do on their prayer list I've started in my Bible, and it's so impactful. There was a pastor that I know, a good friend of mine. One of his members told me that he went into his office the other day and they seen on his desk, they seen his prayer list. He said, Brother Ken, it was 4 pages of just things going on that he prays for. Make you a list of your family. Make you a list of your church family. Put your preacher on top of it and your leadership next. Put your children on that. Put lost people there that you burden for and pray for. And pray. It's a productive day. Lives are changed on the Lord's day. We're just not coming here to see what somebody's wearing or what somebody's driving. Honey, if you come back, you stopped at the wrong building this morning. But if you come to sing the old songs and love one another and hear old-fashioned preaching, you pulled in the right driveway this morning. I remember one time, one family, and I stood up, I said, the King James Bible is the only Bible we'll ever preach, the only Bible it's ever been. I seen this old liberal rascal stand up and look at somebody and told his family to get. I said, get on! We need your seat around here. We ain't got time for liberals or tree huggers. Somebody say amen right there. God said, kill and eat! It's bad when folks raise more cane over a whale or a dog, kill 1 million babies in America a year, sell their body parts on a commodity on open market. America's gone crazy! Lord's Day. Lord's Day. You see, there's a declaration. Number two, there's a destination. You'll notice in verse number 9, he was on the isle called Patmos. It was, first of all, it was a real place. You know what turns church people off quicker than anything? Phony baloney. It was a real place. Patmos was a tiny little island. Right out in the middle of the sea, sitting there all by herself. And God put John right in the center of it. Because it was a real place. I want to say in verse 9, it was a remote place. Let's let our church grow, but let's don't let it grow like the world. Jesus said, come out from among them. But He said, we're not to be mean to people. Ugly and looking down at people. But let's let church be church. Isn't it bad people drive by and throw their beer cans and their toiletries out on the church lawn? Isn't that bad? This ought to be a respected place. See, because it's a remote place. It ought to be different than the world. They, some men in town, got upset at me because I wouldn't let them have their car show here. We're not in the car show business. We're not in the yard sale business neither. And if you'll pay your tithes, you young'uns won't have to wash cars like they've been in a wet T-shirt contest on Saturday. Just pay your tithes. Everything works when you mind this. Don't get quiet on me this morning. Everything will work when you do it God's way. It's a reproach upon a church making young'uns wash cars downtown. You ain't going to see our kids doing it. If they can't afford, they'll sit here. That's why some of y'all need to figure out. If you ain't got the money to go buy something, don't go buy it. A lot of y'all want to get married and have 4 cars, big mansion, pull up in, no bills. It don't work that way. Don't. We used to go play golf in them big, nice, swanky houses. Brother Mike, you'd look in there and there's milk crates. They didn't even have no furniture to sit on. Boy, we got a crib, Bo, amen. Asked the boy one time, I said, hey, boy, how come your car costs more than your house? He said, nobody sees my crib, but everybody sees my ride. We got the cart before the horse so many times. I want to say something right quick. Rabbit got up. Brother Mike got me on him Wednesday night. That's one of the best Bible messages I've ever heard preached in this church Wednesday night. That helped me. Bible preaching. Y'all like Bible preaching? Some of y'all tore up because I got on what you buy and you can't afford. Destination, real place. It's a remote place. And I want you to notice this. It's a ridicule place. He was on the Isle of Patmos. You know why? Look what the Bible said. For the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Don't think people's going to applaud you for serving Jesus. That lady in the courts in Kentucky, one of the pastors called me yesterday. He's going to a prayer vigil up there Tuesday. I said, send me her address. I want to give her a card of encouragement. Let her know there's some people in Bowden, Georgia, believe where she's standing, and we praying for her. Down there at the ball field, Villarica, Georgia, had baptism the other night. People all the way from Wisconsin. It ain't nobody's business in Wisconsin what's happening in Carroll County. Stay in Wisconsin. Stay in Wisconsin. Leave us alone. But you better believe something when this church, any other churches stand on the Word of God, they'll be ridiculed. Had a family come here. They said, you know, talk on the street about y'all is you don't got no deacons. He said, the first Sunday we come here, you had all your deacons stand up. He said, there's a line. When you preach the Word of God and you're not a bozo, they're going to talk about you. Oh, Lord, we ain't got service tonight. We might as well have two this morning. I had a revival council this week. Y'all trouble. I've usually done preached three or four nights time. Y'all get me on Sunday morning. Destination. Pat, listen to me, church. It was a real place. It was a remote place. It was a remote place where God was. It was a ridiculed place. John said in verse 9, he said, I was in the isle that is called Patmos for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something right quick. It's still right to preach the Bible, and it's still right to love people, and it's still right to stand your ground. If we don't stand our ground, the world will just take this church. It'll become just a commodity in a museum. Somebody's got to stand up and take the reins of this thing. And if you stand for Christ, you're going to be ridiculed for it. I wish everybody loved preaching the way some of you do, but they don't. But it's nothing I can do about it. And you know, the sooner you learn that people don't like you or love you, it's nothing you can do to make them do that. They're not going to like you no matter what you do. Just serve Jesus and be good to them. Well, we see, no doubt on the Lord's Day, it was a declaration. It was a destination. But then I'm going to say in verse 10, it was a dedication. I'm not going to preach no longer. It was dedication. Look what he said. The Spirit of God spoke to my heart a while ago when Brother Michael was singing. And on this, you look what he said. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. There was preparation. Now, before he got there, this is our problem a lot of times. It takes the preacher to preach an hour, and it takes 15 songs, and we done run a quarter to one. It's Labor Day weekend. And everybody's wondering what they're going to put on a grill. And we just now getting in tune, ready to do something for Jesus. Why don't we get in tune out yonder and come in the Spirit of God? That's love, joy, peace. Well, I'm not coming here with a chip on our shoulder, just waiting for somebody to knock it off. I thought it'd be that way anyway. It's just what they said. No, I was in the Spirit on the Lord. It took preparation. How much time did you prepare yesterday for today? You say, well, I'm not the pastor. Well, can I say something on them three things that I share with you that I feel like the Lord put in my spirit this morning before I even got up here? Keep our church real. There are no big ones. There are no little ones here. Don't look down on nobody. If it wasn't for the grace of God, all of us would be in a lot worse shape this morning. Stay ready. Stay prayed up. People are counting on you. People need you. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Now, I want to say this. Everybody here that's saved, the Spirit lives in you according to the Bible. But I wonder, is everybody in here in the Spirit? You see, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 6 that we're to be filled with the Spirit in Ephesians 5. Be ye filled with the Spirit. You know why we need to be filled? Because we leak. John made preparation. Well, could you imagine out there on the Isle of Patmos? And let me tell you something. He wasn't on a nice king bed when he woke up. He wasn't fixing to get into a nice car with air conditioner blowing. He wasn't even headed home to a great meal on the table. He is persecuted. He was alone, but he wasn't alone. He was in a remote place and no doubt probably having one of the worst times of his life. John was one of the closest men that Jesus ever saved. Matter of fact, when Jesus on the cross, he turned to John. He said, I want you to go take care of my mother. Out of everybody there, he picked John. What a ministry to take care of Jesus' mother. He's going to use Peter a few days later at Pentecost, but he wanted John to take care of his mother. He must have had great qualities. He went up on Mount Transfiguration. There was Peter and John together. And Jesus was transformed. His glorification came out. The man showed himself to be God-man. John seen it. John shared with him in Gethsemane. John there in the upper room with the disciples when Jesus came and manifested Himself. But now he's on an isle called Patmos all alone. But not alone. I've noticed this about Jesus. You can find Him the most when you're ridiculed and when you're pushed up in a place and it seems like you're all by yourself. As I preached last Sunday, listen to me. This is for somebody. Listen. Just because you can't see Him don't mean He ain't there. Miss Emily, I want you to come. Won't you play? I was going to preach a whole lot more this morning, but I just think I've about said enough. Let our church be real. Let me ask you something. How many people have you went to this morning and said, man, we're glad you're here? And I mean really mean it. Glad you're here. How many's ready? How many have you made preparation for this day? If anything that a preacher could say besides getting saved, I tell you something to change your life is prayer life. If you'd have a place every day that you'd go and pray. And let me tell you something, that's the kind of thing that's going to make us ready for the Lord's day. To pray. Get in the Word of God. Let Him speak. You don't have to read 10 chapters a night. Just read a verse or two a day. Let the Spirit of God speak to you. The Lord's day is a very, very important day. The most important days of my life is the Lord's Day. It's a place where God's people separate and come together to what, preacher? To worship Him. To adore Him. To respect Him. To give Him the right of way. Has He got right of way in your life this morning? Are you ready? Young person, can I ask you this, and I'm about done preaching. Are you ready to be saved by the grace of God, Jesus, to save you this morning? I met a man this week. You know what he asked me? He said, Pastor, I'd like to ask you something. This man now is on his deathbed, is what he says. He says, have I got to come to church and be baptized to go to heaven? I said, no. You got to trust Jesus in your heart and be saved. And when you do, I believe you'll want to get baptized and go to church. I believe that. I believe that's Bible. Are you ready? Older person, this watch don't stop for me and it don't stop for you. There's a deadline for everybody in this building. I can't show you in the Bible. You'll not go across it. This weekend marks 4 or 5 years God called my brother home, 55 years old. I thought sure he had lived to be an older man. People are called out in all different ages of life. Be ready. Church, I've got some of the greatest friends in my life in this building. Some of the greatest families, no doubt, God has ever put together is in this place this morning. Be reliable. Just be in your place. Do what God's called you to do. Get plugged in the church. Let God use you real good. And He sure will bless you. There'll be storms come. He'll see you through it. The Lord's day. What a day. Guess what? If the Lord tarries, next Sunday's the Lord's day. I love going to church on the Lord's day. These altars. How many will it hold? We've got aisles go that way, this way, that way. If you want to come pray this morning, there's room for you. But most importantly, there's room for you at Jesus' feet. Because He loves you. And He died for you. And don't die and go to hell without Him. Because that's where you're headed without Him. He'd save you this morning if you'd come by faith. Just as a little child, give your life, give your heart to Jesus. What you need, Mom and Daddy? I want to open this altar. You come the Lord's day. Would you gather around here this morning and pray on the Lord's day? Ask God to do big things for you. Would you come this morning? Whatever you need in your life, this is your time. Would you come? Older person, if you need to be saved, come. Bow your knee to the Lord Jesus. Young person, come unto the Lord. He loves you. I'll pray with you. Others will pray with you. Just come by faith. Trust Him to help you on this Lord's day.